You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Oh, Rob, I'm so sorry. I pushed the wrong sting. Hello, how are you?
This is a different reality.
We're on the mind trench, but you know what? You are the Bard of Bollocks. It is introducing you, so it all sort of works in the end. How's it all going?
I've got to be honest, none of my poetry is fit for radio at the moment.
But fair.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
But I will talk about a few things today. First off, this has got nothing to do with mind trench, really, but it might do. Björk is releasing a new album.
That is exciting
news.
That is
very, very cool.
Very pleased.
And I'm transfixed by anything Björk's ever said. Have you ever seen the bit when she talks about television?
Yeah, I love that. Such a good video.
Anyway, she said it's ideal for people who are making crumbs in their living room, restricted to their Christmas bubbles.
Ooh!
most of the tracks around 80 to 90 beats per minute because that's the speed she walks.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
It's a walking album.
So that's the happy part of my week. Right. Mummies.
Are we talking about like the ancient Egyptian ones or people's parents?
No. Mummies, the Egyptian ones.
Okay, got you.
Fascinating subject. I don't want to go into the ins and outs of how they do it because it's too early in the morning for that. Do you know what I mean? But actually, ins and outs of it is a good way to describe the process.
Okay.
In 2019, a mummy was discovered. It was the preserved body of a high-ranking nobleman called Kuwi, K-H-U-W-Y.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
After carrying out tests, Professor Salima Ikram, head of Egyptology at the American University in Cairo, discovered it had two heads. No, it didn't really.
Oh, my God. I would have believed you.
I put that bit in there for comic sort of content. What I found out is it's actually 4,000 years old.
Whoa.
1,000 years earlier than everybody thought that the process was so sophisticated, they didn't think it was done that long ago.
That's crazy. That is amazing. 4,000 years. So much stuff has happened in 4,000 years.
A lot has happened.
Like, literally so many things.
I've got different sort of, like, because they were using, like, this really fantastic fine linen and high-quality resin. And I didn't realise it, but mummification was obviously a spiritual thing, and it was a way to keep your spirit inside, your soul inside the body.
True.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't really realise that
either. You just think about the sophistication of this. We're talking like 4,000 years ago. The same time in Europe, everybody was still hunter-gatherers.
Mm.
Right? Most of them were nomadic. A few of them had decided to plot up somewhere and sort stuff out, but most of them are still wandering about. I mean, how did you get two different sorts of people? You've got one society that's so advanced, they got time to fiddle around with stuff like mummification.
Working out this stuff while the rest of us are all just,
yeah, we're just
trying,
like,
to get out dinner.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what's going on? How that'll work out?
The world is pretty crazy, eh? It's pretty crazy.
I find this really quite interesting, and I get quite excited about just thinking about it.
Nice.
In 10 weeks, and that's what I've come to.
I mean, that's pretty good, I have to say. If you're at 10 weeks just starting to think about, like, you know, the nature of the universe and things, there's worse rabbit holes you could be going down here, Rob.
But it just fascinates me. Why did one group of people be so advanced and the other what wasn't? What was the difference? What happened?
Well, I guess we all had...
It must have been the environment.
Yeah, the environment probably played a big part of it. The thing I find really fascinating is, like, you know, how long and how deep humans' fascination with, like, the concept of, like, the spirit and spirituality and stuff is. Because, that, you know, whatever culture you go to around the world, there's different philosophies and religions and things. And that's fascinating that it goes back so far as well. You know,
I've been listening and watching a lot of Richard Dawkins and that, and I've been really, really quite getting into it, and I find it really quite fascinating. Yeah, please, can we all go out again soon?
Oh, Rob, we do miss you up here at the moment.
Yeah, and I also got a very quick third of the year update.
I was going to ask about that.
the surprise entry is well ahead in the current polls, according to The Guardian.
Wow.
The Guardian are getting involved in this now.
Crikey. Have you voted, Rob? Have you cast your vote?
I don't influence anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we've just been straight up telling people who we're voting for on Bird of the Year.
All I will say is, na 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 don't tell that. Tucker Post second and the key is third, and the Ministry of Environment has announced they're endorsing the bat as well.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
The bat's really coming through strong here. We've got a lot of bat fans on the text machine, I have to say. There is a lot of love for the long-tailed bat from the BFM listeners.
I mean, to be honest with you, I have love for all of them, do you know what I mean? I love sparrows. I feed sparrows every day and I talk to them. I actually saw Ronnie and Red, the magpie twins, the other week.
How are they getting on?
I come back from the supermarket and I fed them and I had a chat to them for about 10 minutes.
Nice. Well, Zoe's got ducks that she's looking after park by her house.
My little ducks.
Brilliant. I see what they really love. They love cat biscuits.
Ducks do?
Yeah.
Well, I feed them oats. I learned that they like oats, seedless grapes and peas when I was doing my duck research.
We've all got new hobbies in this lockdown, haven't we?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, you've picked us an excellent song this morning. What is it?
It's Lord Echo with Just Do You. I didn't realise it was one of your favourites as well.
I just think it's such a great tune. It will always put you in a good mood.
Am I on Rob? He hasn't done anything for a while, has he?
Who, Lord Echo?
Yeah.
No, he's been sort of like fiddling around in the background of other people's music, I think.
Okay.
Has been
weird. Well, I know he listens. Mate, sort it out. We want some more stuff.
Rob would like some tunes, please. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Rob. We miss you, and we will hopefully see you soon. Take care.
Oh, I'm for sure. I can't wait.
And go and cast your votes for Bird of the Year or Bat of the Year at this stage, it's looking like.
Yeah. I don't want to influence anybody but vote for the Bat.
Right. See you, Rob.
See ya. Have a good one.
Ta-da. You too. Bye. heard quite a few texts about Neanderthals also having burial rituals. Fair play to the Neanderthals.
Yeah, good for them.
Good for them. Also, Chris has texted in about Björk's Walking Pace album, saying that he can confirm 80 to 90 BPM is walking speed, as his job is mowing lawns and cutting hedges all day, and that all the music he makes is 80 to 90 BPM. So
nice.
That's nice, Chris. I like that. Also, Iris is looking after some ducks as well, Zoe. She's got three ducklings she's looking after called Snoop, Shady, and Psyduck.
Ah, nice, Iris.
Strong Pokemon reference there, Iris. Like that.
What do you feed them? What do they like to eat?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.